He's lost two cochlear implants, which are, it looks like a hearing aid that slips behind both ears, but it's also got an attachment with a magnet that attaches onto the head. And it's for both sides, and they're connected by a red ribbon with a clip on them that would attach to a child's clothes, almost like a dummy ribbon.
And obviously he's deaf. What kind of impact is losing these had on him?
Without his cochlear implants, he's profoundly deaf. He can't hear anything at all. And given that he's only had the implants for 9 months and it's a very gradual build-up of sound, it's only been the last month that he has accessed sound properly and that he knows his name and things. So he's quite enjoyed that. And now that he doesn't have them, he's quite depressed and he gets quite frustrated because he can't participate in family meal time as much as he would, and he can't participate in game playing as much as he would, and he's obviously missing out when he's with his childminder and things and the activities that are going on. So he's quite affected by it currently.
And obviously being 2 years old, it must be quite difficult to explain to him that they're lost. He must just think they've disappeared. And
that's right. We've been signing to him. He can sign as well, but he's still only 2 years old, so he doesn't have a good concept of the world anyway. Because he's never been able to access communication as well, he's very confused. He's very cuddly, just sitting kind of cuddling into us because he's quite scared as well, after being able to access sound and then it disappearing as quickly.
So where did we lose them?
We believe he was with his childminder and they'd been lost, we believe, outside Gateside Nursery in North Ayrshire. We have scoured the streets, we have been lifting drains, we have been round the doors, and we can't find anything that would signify, you know, where they might be. We've contacted the police and reported it to the police, and we have also reported it to various schools and the authority, but as yet we've found nothing. We were hoping that maybe a child's picked them up and, you know, a parent, they're at the bottom of a bag, or they've accidentally been damaged and somebody's too scared to see. But to be perfectly honest, anything at all would really help, because then we can contact the NHS and get it repaired, because they're very, very valuable.
And if the current ones aren't found, what's the future like for
the Cross House Hospital would replace them, but it wouldn't cost us anything, but it costs the NHS about £10,000, which is a huge impact to the taxpayer. But at the same time, we're obviously very concerned about, you know, how that would look for us as parents, and the fact that that would be preventing someone else getting access to the implants, because, you know, we don't know how many is in stock at the hospital, how many people are getting an upgrade, and would that therefore remove their upgrade? And in the future, would it impact him getting them if he lost them again and things?
So the message really is just please, please, please help us get these back.
Please, we would give a reward, anything at all, just to try and get them back. We would be so very grateful. It would be, you know, it would be a huge thing for Sydney, but it would also be just a huge thing for us as a family as well.